Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Savarin. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Savarin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nan scoops it up and throws to first, with Segui covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan juggles the ball. That's an error on Horlan. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Savarin moves to second. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hansen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano bunts towards the mound. Segui fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano scores. Berry moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dick Lines now pitching. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barry tags and scores. Hansen tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli strikes out. Two outs. Dick Lines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lines hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Savarin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-1 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Savarin for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McMullen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Savarin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard scores. King moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance pinch hits for Dick Lines. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horlan. The throw from Camilli and he is safe. Horlan steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. Horlan moves to third. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 2 in the game. Blasingame hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 2 in the game. Savarin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Howard strikes out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. Two outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Savarin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Horland strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nan scoops it up and throws to first, with Humphreys covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-3 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Chaney now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-3 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Joe Horlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Horlin hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields the ball and throws to Horlin covering. Safe. King moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Doug Camilli. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is hit by the pitch. King moves to third. Nan moves to second. John Orsino pinch hits for Tom Chaney. Eddie Fisher now pitching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino strikes out. Two outs. Don Locke pinch hits for Don Blasingame. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.